JC Corcoran Podcast.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi, boys and girls.
By round of applause, how many of you out there have ever heard the phrase, just say no?
Wow.
Well,
we have too. And Joy and I believe that this is really important information. But sometimes it's not enough information.
So we're going to teach all of you a song to sing to help you out when just saying no is not enough.
Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to learn the chorus. And it goes a little something like this. 2, 3, 4. I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Wow. Let's try that all together.
Are you ready? 2, 3, 4.
I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
We have got some really nice voices out there tonight.
I think this is going to work. Mm-hmm. You ready? Here we go.
Here we go. If you're with a friend who thinks he's right when he says, hey, let's cross the street against the light,
you would say,
I'm no cheat, I won't cross that street, cause I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
That's a D.
If a teenage slacker in a dark alley says, hey, little kid, you want a dime baggie?
You would say,
look here, Jack, I don't freebase crack. I'm no cheat, I won't cross that street, cause I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Very nice.
You can do the hand
signals. If a creepy old man who reeks of brandy says, hey, little kid, would you like some candy?
You would say,
hey, that's wrong, I won't hold your schlong. Look here, Jack, I don't freebase crack. I'm no cheat, I won't cross that street, cause why? I'm looking out for me.
I am
fiddle-dee-dee.
Now this next verse is kind of for the girls,
but I think we can all learn from it.
If a fedora-wearing pimp who says you look sweet tries to give you 20 bucks just to walk that street,
you would say,
this little cutie won't sell her booty. Hey, that's wrong, I won't hold your schlong. Look here, Jack, I don't freebase crack. I'm a no cheat, I won't cross that street, cause I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Okay, last verse.
Here we go. If you're playing doctor with a good buddy and he asks you if you'd like to try scatology,
we're gonna find out what that word means in just a second.
You would say,
I'm no fool, I won't eat your stool. This little cutie won't sell her booty. Hey, that's wrong, I won't hold your schlong. Look here, Jack, I don't freebase crack. I'm no cheat, I won't cross that street, cause I'm looking out for me. Fiddle-dee-dee.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, now we're gonna try it all together one more time. And I'm gonna show you some clues
to help
you remember what comes next.
That's right, here we go. Now, if somebody asks you to do something you don't like, you don't have to just say no, you can tell them why.
First clue.
You would say,
I'm no fool, I won't eat your stool. This little cutie won't sell her booty. Hey, that's wrong, I won't hold your schlong. Look here, Jack, I don't freebase crack.
Good.
I'm no cheat, I won't cross that street.
Cause why, everybody?
I'm looking out for me.
You're so good.
Fiddle-dee-dee.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest as jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over again.
man, four straight days of sleeping in. An alarm went off at 5 o'clock this morning, and JC was looking for the snooze button. How you doing, kids? It's the 1st of June. It's JC, jcontheline.com. It's the podcast, and here we go. By the way, that little song there was from the old Craig Kilborn show, and it was a couple of his friends who I believe were writers on the show, and they had this bit they wanted to do, so he threw them out there, and they screwed up, as you heard, a couple of times, and I never heard from them again. I have no idea who those two women were, but that was something from the old Craig Kilborn show. Most of that I couldn't play on the air. That's one benefit of the podcast on the internet, is that sometimes I can throw something on that's really, really fucking funny, but I couldn't play on the radio, or say fucking funny for that matter. So here we are on the 1st of June. Some things to look forward to in sports. The NBA, the NHL playoffs continue this month. Both finals starting in July, playing hockey in July. Golf's 121st U.S. Open starts June 17th. The Tour de France kicks off on June 26th. Wimbledon, or as a lot of idiot sportscasters still call it, Wimbledon, is resuming after having to cancel 2 years in a row, comes back on June 28th. On television, America's Got Talent returns tonight. The Bachelorette comes back on June 7th. What else we got? Loki, the series on Disney Plus, resumes on June 9th. New celebrity dating game. These are things to look forward to. My list, these are things to avoid. In movies, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard hits theaters on June 16th. The new Pixar movie Luca lands on June 18th. Kevin Hart's new movie Fatherhood will be on Netflix June 18th at the 9th. Fast and Furious movie F9, The Fast Saga, comes out on June 25th. And then there's holidays. The big one's Father's Day and the official first day of summer, which both fall on June 20th this year. And Juneteenth is on June 19th. Take Your Dog to Work Day is Friday, June 25th. And the day that I particularly enjoy, because people just, when I tell them, they're like, shut up, just shut up with that. On the 25th of the month, it's the official 6 month mark until Christmas. Yeah, you didn't need to hear that, did you? Oh, boy. Everybody loves Ellie Kemper, right? She was great on The Office. She was 41 now, obviously from the St. Louis area, but it was discovered that Ellie was reportedly crowned the queen of the 1999 Veil Prophet Ball when she was 19 years old, the annual debutante ball, of course, held in St. Louis, and the name of the event was changed to Fair St. Louis in 1992. In an article in The Atlantic, which was written back in 2014, it revealed how the debutante ball was founded by wealthy white elites back in 1878 and emphasized the existing power structure, as in lots of white people and no black people. An article in the Post-Dispatch, December of 99, states that she was the 105th young woman to be so honored by the Veiled Prophet organization. She wore a white satin square neck gown designed by Thomasina and purchased at Saks Fifth Avenue. Illustrations of the early Veiled Prophets have a striking resemblance to the Ku Klux Klan, though it's been pointed out that KKK members did not begin wearing white hoods and robes until 1915. The Kempers, one of the most wealthy families in all of the St. Louis area, which is something I did not know. The Memorial Day holiday, and by the way, what's with people saying, Happy Memorial Day! And setting off fireworks and stuff. It's like, what are you guys doing? It's not Happy Memorial Day. Happy Dead Soldier Day! I mean, you might as well just say that. And fireworks? That's 4th of July, dummies! What better way of honoring some 97-year-old guy in your neighborhood who was a survivor of Pearl Harbor, nothing better that he'd like to hear, than giant explosions going off in the backyard next to him? But the holiday weekend started out with a death. Gavin McLeod from Mary Tyler Moore and The Love Boat, he died. He was 90. I know something about Gavin McLeod that I don't think anybody else knows, and that is that Super Dave Osborne once bought a house from him. Gavin McLeod was moving, put the house up for sale, and Super Dave bought it. See, that's the kind of stuff you actually get from hanging out with a celebrity. And BJ Thomas, oh, he'll be missed. That's the other one I like. Oh, he'll be missed. It's like, Tell me you even knew that B.J. Thomas was still alive at 78. And here's the other thing. Hooked on a Feeling? Well, the original one was a nice pop song, but then they did that Ooga Chukka, Ooga Ooga version of it, and that's the only thing I can think of when I hear the song title Hooked on a Feeling. I don't even think of the original by B.J. Thomas. Ooga Chukka, Ooga Ooga. How'd you like to be at that meeting where the producers of the record company sit down and go, hey, we really think we got something here. These guys start saying Ooga Chukka, Ooga Ooga. And then, although obviously he didn't write it, Burt Bacharach wrote it, raindrops keep falling on my head just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. I've been hearing that song for 50 years and nobody has ever called out Burt Bacharach on that. Is this a major problem in the bedding industry? Do guys go into Mattress King and say, all right, I need a new mattress here, but you see the size of these feet? That doesn't even make sense. When you're laying in bed, your feet are pointing upwards towards the ceiling. If the song said, just like the guy whose legs are too long for his bed, that would make sense. But dumb song. Mark Zuckerberg was hydrofoil surfing last week in Hawaii, and he was wearing an ankle bracelet. And people were like, good, maybe you're in fucking jail now. Always putting my sorry ass in Facebook jail because I said a bad word. Well, he's not in trouble with the law. It supposedly emits an electrical current that keeps sharks away. Now, if you're in the water and you're emitting an electrical current, is that a good idea? And is that good, by the way, for the sharks or the other fish? More questions than answers here this morning on the J.C. Corcoran podcast. Why is everybody off work today? We all had to come back. Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, James Corden, Seth Meyers, Conan are all in repeats tonight. It does say that Jimmy Kimmel is going to show up, but I'll believe it when I see it. If you were a rock and roll band and you think, okay, this is our big break. We get to go on the road with a major rock and roll act. We're going to be their opening act. Oh my gosh. Start picking out property on the moon. This is going to be fantastic. The amount of publicity that we will get. Our band will be opened up to an entirely new audience. Oh man, is this great. How bad would things have to be before you would urinate on the onstage teleprompter of the main act, the rock and roll band that you were opening up for? Well, you got to go back to 1992, and one of the singers from a band called Faith No More, which I just barely remember, he peed on Axl Rose's teleprompter when they opened for GNR and Metallica back in 1992. Here's the quote. It was such a drag touring with Guns N' Roses, I hate to say it, they treated us like crap. This Mike Patton said that he and his bandmates were looking for something messed up to do every day. Once he took a chocolate cake from the backstage catering table and put his own poop inside. Mike said, quote, and then we watched because I was hoping like, oh, maybe Axl will eat it. Unfortunately, a crew member picked it up, so Mike had to step in before he could eat it. Looking back, he blames youthful stupidity, that's his quote, for his disgusting antics. Disgusting antics? No, that's sociopathic behavior, and you should have never, ever told anybody that story. Let's see if they ever get an opening act gig again. This Jennifer Lopez thing, we were just talking about this a couple of weeks ago before they even announced the split of Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez. About, I think I had 9 years in between marriages. So my first marriage broke up, and then it was almost 9 years later before I got remarried. Now, I was in a couple of longer-term relationships during that 9 years, but the thing I was talking about was the fact that as soon as the divorce happens, and you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to sit around, but you're out of the mix of things, and you don't really know anybody. It's not like you've had side action. You've been married. Well, some people probably did, but anyhow, and I said, you know, the first thing, because I know it's not just me. A lot of other guys that I know in the same situation have done the same thing, and the first thing you end up doing is you start re-dating all of the girlfriends you had before you got married, because a lot of them have already been married. They're already divorced, just like you are, or they're still single 9 years later. And you know it's a red flag. You know it's a red flag, but you go back because it's really the only people that you know. And so you look for a little sympathy, a little shoulder to cry on. Then you move your way down the shoulder, down to a little better area of the female anatomy. And the next thing you know, but here's the problem. When you do that, about 10 minutes after you show up, it just hits you. It just hits you because she says or she does something or you notice something. You're like, oh, yeah, I remember now why I didn't end up with her and married somebody else. But desperate times require desperate measures. So Jennifer Lopez spotted having lunch with Mark Anthony over the weekend. That's the other ex-husband. But they say don't read anything into it. They've been friends since they split. Clint Eastwood turned 91 yesterday. He is on a list of actors over 90 that are out there still making a living. And a remixed version of Pink Floyd's Animals was held up for years due to a dispute between Roger Waters and David Gilmour, not over musical direction, not over the final mix, not over some lyric in the song, but over the liner notes. That's when you know you got a good relationship between and amongst band members. When they're arguing about the liner notes. All right, birthdays today. Amy Schumer, 40. I'm sure she'll have something very, very nice to say on the internet today about turning 40 and about her vagina. Alanis Morissette, 47. Heidi Klum, 48. We got a chance to meet her a couple of times. Terry Polo, Ben Stiller's lady in the Meet the Parents franchise and also do one hell of a spread in Playboy back in the day. The son of Sam, considered a celebrity here. That's interesting. 68 today. Ron Wood of the Stones, 74. Morgan Freeman, 84. Jeez, he can't play God anymore because he's too old. And a real stain on the American culture, Pat Boone, is 87 today. If you think that line in the Vanessa Williams song, what was it called? The best, save the best for last, I think it is. Sometimes the snow falls down in June. It actually happened in Cleveland and in Buffalo and Rochester, New York, on this date, 1843, 178 years ago today, it snowed in those three cities, Cleveland, Ohio, and Buffalo, although it got so frickin' cold. What was it, 44 degrees Saturday morning in St. Louis? It was snowing in Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday. Stones arrived in New York for their first American tour in 1964 on this date, 57 years ago today. I remember this date vividly. The cable news network, that would be CNN, debuted on your cable system 41 years ago today in 1980. And I thought Dr. Jack Kevorkian was a cool guy. They called him, you know, Dr. Death and all that sort of stuff. But it's like that line, you know, from the movie, too. You know, whose life is it anyway? There's a woman who was a longtime employee of my lawyer. And she sat outside my lawyer's office and handled phone calls and just sort of, you know, juggled appointments and things like that. And was the sweetest lady I think I've ever known. She was always so nice to me on the phone and in person. And maybe she was told something by her doctor about something that was going to happen. Or maybe she just reached the end of the line, I don't know, and couldn't take it anymore. And, you know, just threw herself off of a Clayton office building. Why are human beings forced to resort to something like that if they want to end their life? You got to throw yourself off a bridge or off a building or put a bullet in your head. We treat animals with more humanity than we treat human beings when it comes to attempting to end your life. And on that happy note, we shift gears. TV and radio stations like to claim exclusives, and this is about exclusive as it gets, because I only had one half of what I'm about to play for you right now for years, and then the son of one of the people involved in this story actually sent me the tape of what happened on this date in 1977 at Busch Stadium in the broadcast booth, 1977, Mr. Bob Costas tells the story.
One of the questions that the people who are in our business are always asked is about on-air bloopers. And I'm sure that all of you have your own horror stories that maybe you can look back on and laugh sometime later where you got tongue-tied or you said something where a double entendre wasn't intended, but that meaning was definitely taken. I've been involved in a few. I was on the air 3 or 4 years ago doing the Saturday Game of the Week with Tony Kubek in Toronto. And at that time, Tommy John was bouncing from team to team. And he'd just been released by the Angels, and Oakland had signed him. And Oakland's playing the Blue Jays, and there's Tommy John sitting in the dugout for the first time in an Oakland uniform, but they hadn't technically activated him yet because they were going to send him to the minor leagues just to get some work in, to get his arm in shape. So we're in the middle of the game, and the camera settles upon Tommy John, and I try to think of an appropriate caption to write beneath the picture there, and I say, well, there's Tommy John. He'll be in the Oakland rotation soon, but he needs a little work first, so he'll be pissing in Appleton on Monday. It didn't sound quite right as it came out of my mouth, and I looked at Kubek, who was a great help. He just kind of stared at me and fell silent. And so then I'm looking for the appropriate next sentence, and I said, well, Tony, come to think of it, he'll probably do both if he stays there long enough. So, and then the next week, I'm walking down the hall at NBC, and here comes Letterman, who's a big baseball fan, and he says, hey, you got a tape of the sixth inning from Saturday? I'd like it for my archives. So, but the single greatest one I've ever heard, thankfully, I wasn't involved in, but I was witness to. And it happened in the summer of 1977, and this would only be tellable if it were true. And it is true 100% verbatim. 1977, midweek afternoon game, Busch Stadium in St. Louis, the Cardinals against the Cubs. At that time, the Cardinals had a three-man broadcasting team. Jack Buck, Mike Shannon, who's still there, former Cardinal player, now announcer, and a guy named Bob Starr, who went on to do the Angels games and now is in Boston doing the Red Sox. And this particular day, on a Wednesday afternoon, in front of a relatively sparse crowd, happens to be National Dairy Day at the ballpark. It's, you know, one of your big promotional days, and people flock from surrounding states to be there for the festivities. And, you know, they put up on the board, welcome members of the National Dairy Council. And then the guy from the National Dairy Council shows up in the booth to schmooze with the announcers. Now, in St. Louis, there's a two-tiered broadcast booth at Busch Stadium. The announcers are down on the lower level overlooking the field, but then there's a short flight of stairs, 3 or 4 steps up to a second level where visitors can sit. So in walks this guy from the National Dairy Council, and he sits down as Buck is announcing the game, and Buck says, well, up steps Hector Cruz. He's hitting 265, curveball in the dirt for ball one. So, Mr. Jones, have you enjoyed your visit to St. Louis? Oh, yeah, Jack, you know, up in Wisconsin, ever since the Braves left for Atlanta, we don't see much National League ball. We love the Brewers, but great to see the senior circuit. Fastball up and in, 2-0 to Hector Cruz. And the guy has brought with him a woman who is billed as Miss Cheesecake. Now, Miss Cheesecake is dressed in a one-piece white bathing suit with white high heels, like she's in a beauty pageant. And the streamer going across says, instead of Miss Wisconsin or something, Miss Cheesecake. And she brings with her 3 individual boxes of cheesecake, like 2 sliced cheesecakes. And she presents one to each of the announcers. So she sashays down the steps to great attention all over the press box. While they're announcing the game, Cruz flies to left, one down, and she places one in front of Buck, leans over with great ceremony, places another in front of Shannon, who is flabbergasted by this point, and a third in front of Starr. Guy from the National Dairy Council gets up and leaves. Ken Reitz comes to the plate, fouls one back to the screen, 0-1. Ken hitting at 275, single to right, his first time up. Buck leans across Shannon and says, hey, Bob, what do you think of Miss Cheesecake? And Starr, who wasn't paying much attention, thinks he said, what do you think of this cheesecake? And he says, I'll tell you, Jack, I'd like to eat that right now. Well, I myself, who was standing in the back of the booth, would not have believed this had I not heard it. And Starr still doesn't believe it. Because he's looking around totally confused as to why everybody has dropped microphones, why they're rolling around on the upper level, why guys are slapping five, why Miss Cheesecake is even more pleased with herself than usual. Yeah, you know, it's just a totally, totally extraordinary set of circumstances.
Swing and another foul back into the seats. Well, Swan can't get the third one by him, and Brock can't straighten it out. Do you like cheesecake, Bob Starr?
Oh, I do, and every time I start on one of my diets, it turns out to be National Retail Baker's Week, and they bring us up.
Do you like Miss Cheesecake?
Yes, very much so. I have not had any yet, but it looks good enough to eat. Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Here's the 2-2 delivery and a changeup base hit to center by Brock. Here comes Templeton around to score. The Cardinals lead 1-0. And Brock has a base hit. Hernandez comes up. Brock on in first base. He now has 42 hits for the year.
Did you hear Mike Shannon cackling like a 13-year-old boy trying not to laugh in church during that whole thing? Oh, man. And boy, oh boy, listening to Jack Buck in his prime and hearing names like Lou Brock. Like I said, a little piece of broadcast gold right there. And that is it, the podcast here at jcontheline.com for the 1st of June, 2021 is in the can. Good luck trying to restart yourself after the long holiday weekend. Hope you'll do better than I do. But look at the bright side, okay? Tomorrow, it's already hump day, and the next thing you know, it's going to be the weekend again. So there is a silver lining in this entire thing. All right, please continue to spread the word. You know, if you have a friend or a family member or somebody you work with, whatever, who, you know, used to enjoy the old radio shows, let them know we're here every day at jcontheline.com. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one.
See you later. Bye.
The J.C. Corcoran Podcast.